celebrate the holidays in Las Vegas. There are at least two redundancies and one tautology in that statement, which I can confirm because Dodger and I were just in Las Vegas. Some of you who know us will be thinking, no way, not you two, in Sin City. Dodger and I have been traveling together for almost half a century now, and we have always said one place we will never visit is Las Vegas. And then we visited Las Vegas. On a whim, and an airline's fire sale that beggared resistance. Plus, friends and family have insisted for years, try it once. You'll love it. Mostly, they were right. Within an hour of arrival, we were sitting in the Sky Lounge on the 106th floor of the Astrosphere Tower, where we were staying, with the city's nighttime grid of lights laid out below us in the wraparound windows, with world-class martinis in hand. The staff was all operating well above the bar, friendly, attentive, genuine, knowledgeable, good solid eye contact, no see-through threat of trying to become BFF, even when they're talking you into upgrading to a more expensive hotel room, which we did, even when you just paid $17 for one martini, which we did, the two of us, up in the Sky Lounge. One of my overriding impressions of Las Vegas, the whole community seems to have committed itself to customer service. They're happy to see you. They want you to come back. Marketing 101, I know, but it doesn't work the same everywhere we've been and we have been around. Back to the holidays in Las Vegas redundancy. The city exudes a celebratory ethos as though there is no such thing as a non-holiday in Vegas. There are crowds of people, happy people, wherever you are, 24/7. Diverse crowds, every which way you gauge diversity. There's nonstop music coming from places where you don't even see places. It wasn't all holiday music while we were there. There was some of that. And for the most part, they have figured out a volume protocol. You can always hear music, but you don't have to shout over it, usually, to make yourself heard. Not on the Strip, anyway. Downtown, along Fremont, for example, the decibels range higher. It's the arts district. The arts make noise, what it is. The Strip, to a Vegas virgin, feels both familiar and profoundly strange. You've seen the Strip on TV, in movies, on postcards, photographs, none of which gets you ready for the sheer scale of the place. These massive casino hotels sprawl into and out of each other, vast temples of worship to money. You can sense the money, all your senses. Las Vegas struck me as too heavy, physically too heavy, for Earth to support it. To get anywhere here, you're constantly passing through casinos among the hordes of gamblers. And see, they all look and sound so happy, so celebratory, so holiday-ish. And why not celebrate? A gin and tonic at the left hand, an ashtray on the right. Everyone is throwing money away. What's to not celebrate? Happy holidays, everybody. Back at you in 2018.